You're holding Daf Kuf Chof Amid Beis. We have about two dots. Last part of the Mishnah said that HaPesach Acha Chatzois is Metames Yudayim. Heis the Korban Pesach after Chatzois Halayla, but El Pesach is Metames Yudayim, means that it's already nicer, you're not allowed to eat the meat anymore, and therefore Midirabonah has a din to Metame your hands. Like the Mishnah ends off, that HaPigol we have nicer Metames Yudayim. That pigul, if the Kohen had the wrong machshava, b'shas he brought the korban, he made it into pigul, or else if he had noiser with the karnim left over the meat overnight, when they didn't eat it in time, is it became noiser the meat? So the Mishnah says metame mes yodayim. As mid the rabbanon gave it a din tumah on this meat, that if you touch the meat, your hands become tummy. And therefore, it's metame mes yodayim. So Gemara says ha pesach acha chatzos metame mes yodayim. Alma, what do we see? Mechatzois hevelay noiser. From chatzois midnight, Pesach by night, the korban Pesach becomes noiser, and you can't eat it anymore. So Rashbam Bavon's eye will see if the pasuk says, "Lesiru menu ad boiker." That's really, yeah. What's about to say? Alma mechatzois hevelay noiser. The more man tana, who's this tana? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The tanya we learned. The pasuk says, "We ochlu es habosa balayl hazir." There's a mitzvah, the korban pesach, eat the meat at night time. This night, balayl hazir. As Rav Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, nema kan balayl hazir. It says here by achilas korban pesach the word balayl hazir. That's the mitzvah this night. For nema lahalim, it says before by makas becharis, the yavarti b'yaretz mitzrayim balayl hazir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach HaMavis, is going to go through the mitzrayim and kill out all the becharim balayl hazir. So Malahalan, just like Makas Bechoris, when did it take place? Malahalan ad Chatzois, it was by Chatzois, that's when there was the Makas Bechoris, is Afkan ad Chatzois. Who had been here also? The mitzvah that says, V'ochlu es habosa b'layl hazeh, to eat the meat. Tonight, what does tonight mean? Up until Chatzois. After Chatzois, the Pesach is possible. It becomes noiser and you can't eat it anymore. So Rashbam Mavon, the kash really is, how could you say that? The Pesach says, you can't leave over the korban until the next morning. Alma ad boiker lehevi noiser. The chur up until the next morning, it's not noiser. Posh desmashm, you can eat the korban all night. So the Mishnah's Gemara says, it's Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The nafkale mikro, the achilas pesach ad chatzois. Only up until chatzois you can eat it. O me chatzois hevi noiser. After chatzois midnight, the meat becomes noiser. I behind the chsil was the silver menu ad boiker. Why does the pasuk say only can't leave it over until the next morning? Mashma, the whole night time you could eat it. No, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, it only means l'sreif also. It's come to tell you when is the mitzvah to burn the meat. The yad boiker lav basreifu. Up until the next morning, there's no mitzvah to burn it. V'reinach nami, after chatzayit halayla, you're not allowed to eat it. It's nicer. It's matames yadayim. When is the mitzvah to burn it? That's first the next morning. That's shot according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara, Omaloi Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva argues on Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, and he said back to him, "Va'aloi nemar chipozin." The pasuk says chipozin. That means first you can eat the korban pesach ad shas chipozin. Up until the time of chipozin means when the Yidden started to go out of Mitzrayim, and they went out first b'yom. They didn't go out at night time. They first went out b'yom. So therefore, Rashbam says shas chipozin shenech pesulose. They got fatumot. They started to go out very fast. Fine, Omer HaShachar, that's the morning star. You should not go out of your house at night time until the next morning. So they first went out of Mitzrayim next morning. So this is Rabbi Kiva's Raya that you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach up until the next morning. Im Kain, if so, according to Rabbi Kiva, Ma Tam Loima Balayla, why does the Pesach say Balayla Mashmoni at night time? So I said like this, Yochol, I would think, Yei Necho Kekodishim, B'yoyim, I would think the Korban Pesach, when do you bring it? You bring it on Erev Pesach. That's the Zman Shechita. So I would think a regular Korban, you're allowed to eat it that day and that night. So I would think Erev Pesach also you could eat the Korban Pesach. The day that the Korban is brought, maybe you're allowed to eat it. Talmud Lema, the Pesach says, Balaylo. Balaylo hu necho v'yeinoi necho b'yoyim. Only at night time. You can't eat it on Erev Pesach after Chatzos Hayoyim, but you have to wait till it comes Laylo, till it comes Yom Tov. At night time, then you could eat the Korban Pesach. That's why the pasuk says Balayla. For the Gemara of Rabbi Kiva, Hai Hazeh Mayovedle, What does Rabbi Akiva do with the word Halaylo Hazeh, though? That was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's drasha. It says Halaylo Hazeh, this night, to learn out from Makas Pechiris that Hazeh means up until Chatzos. So according to Rabbi Akiva, just to say the word Laila, that's good to teach us, you can't eat the carbon by Yom Erev Pesach, you have to wait till nighttime. But why does the Pesach say Hazeh? And the Gemara, Miboyelei Lemutei Laila Acher. Laila Acher Udiyosa. It's come to tell us that you cannot eat the carbon the next night, the second night. Why? Because I would have thought, Hoyelo Pesach Kotchim Kalim. Pesach is only a carbon of a Kotchim Kalim. It's Doimut of carbon Shlomim. Now, Ushlomim Kotchim Kalim. Shlomim also has a din like Kotchim Kalim. So I would think, Ma Shlomim Necholim, Lishne Yomim. For Laila Echo, just like a regular carbon Shlomim, the din is, you're allowed to eat it the day you bring it, you could eat it that night, and you could eat it the whole next day also. Hey, it's 2 days and one night, that's the inyan of a carbon Shlomim. As I would think, Av Pesach, Ukim Leilois Pamokim Yomim. Who are din by carbon Pesach? So true, the Torah says on Erev Pesach, the day you brought it, you can't eat it that day. Only at night. So I would think, though, by Korban Pesach, the Torah changed around the nighttime to daytime. There's a regular Korban Shlomim, you could eat it 2 days, and the night in between. So maybe Korban Pesach is the 2 nights you could eat it. True, the day in between, maybe not. But I call upon it, maybe the 2 nights, the first night of Pesach, and the second night you could also eat it. V'yeinecha l'shnei leilois v'yeimechot. She eat it the 2 nights, and the 1 day in between. Kosar Rachmana, that's what the Torah had to say, according to Rabbi Akiva, hazeh. Tell us, Halaylo Hazeh, only the night of Pesach. That's the night to eat the korban. How long is the night? The whole night, according to Rabbi Akiva. Up until Amud HaShachar, you will not eat it. Why does it say Halaylo Hazeh? To tell us, not the next night.
Yeah.
Rav Loza ben Azariah, what does he do? Omaloch. He says no. The pasuk says clearly, you can't leave over the meat until the next morning. So I see clearly, once it comes the next morning, it's already nicer. So from here I know, you cannot eat it tomorrow night. So I don't need the pasuk alaylo hazeh to teach us only tonight and not tomorrow night. From this pasuk of Miloy Sasiru ad boike, you can't leave it over until the next morning, I know that after tonight you can't eat it, you cannot eat it. So why does the pasuk say Halaylo Hazeh? To teach us a limit, learn now from Makas Pechoris. That Halaylo Hazeh means only up until Chatzos and not further. If we have a Kiva, Omaloch, why doesn't Kiva learn now from this pasuk? He says, Eloi Kosar Rachmon Hazeh, if the pasuk want to start Halaylo Hazeh, to teach us only this night and not the next night, the question is, what do I need this for? It says clearly, you can't leave it over till the next morning. So I know, once it comes the next morning, you can't eat it anymore. No. Rabbi Akiva says, have I mean I would have thought. My boiker, what does the pasuk say, don't leave it over to the next morning? I would think boiker sheni. It means the second morning. In other words, maybe a korban pesach you could eat that night, and you could eat the next night also. When does it become nicer? Only the next morning. That's what I would have thought. That's why the pasuk has to say, halaylo hazeh, that the korban pesach you could only eat this night, but not tomorrow morning, not tomorrow night. But how long tonight, according to Rabbi Akiva? The whole night is kosher to eat the korban pesach. Rabbi Elazar Amar, Rabbi Elazar answers back, no. Kol heicha dikos diksiv boiker, boiker rishon hu. Usually when the Torah says the word boiker, it means the first morning. So the pasuk says, lo yisasiru memenu ad boiker. The korban pesach you cannot leave over till the next morning. From here I see that the korban can only be eaten this night and not tomorrow night. So why does the pasuk say, halaylo hazeh? The teacher's only up until chatzos halaylo, and not more. Yeah. So this is the famous machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. And our Mishnah here, Lechur, is a Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that our Mishnah says, after Chatzos, the Korban Pesach becomes Pasul. So Lechur, that's one good side to Pasul, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But it's a Stam Mishnah here, we had a Stam Mishnah before also that said like that. That says also, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that at Chatzos, after comes Pasul. So that's the Shiloh and Halacha, how do we Paskin? Tosfos says, no, but you can't say clearly like this, because there's a Mishnah in Megillah that says Stam Mishnah holds like Rabbi Akiva. That holds there, it says that Zeh Klal, Kol Davashir, Mitzvah Sabalayla, is kosher Kol Alayla. Anything that's kosher at night is kosher the whole night time. Lasuya Achilas Tzochim. That there's a Stam Mishnah that say that Pesach you can eat throughout the whole night time. Udloik Rav Loza Ben Azariah. Hey, so there's a Stam Mishnah in Megillah that holds like Rabbi Akiva. And there's two Stam Mishnahs here in Tzochim that holds like Rav Loza Ben Azariah. So therefore, a chlorop sack we don't have. That's why the Rishonim always say, lechatchila, you're supposed to try your best to eat the afikoymin Pesach by night before Chatzos. Because we eat the afikoymin zecher lekorban Pesach, and we should be choshes lechatchila to Rav Lozer ben Azayi Shiton to say it's only kosher up until Chatzos. After Chatzos is normal korban Pesach. And the Rosh also brings down, Rabbeinu Tam was also makpid to eat even the afikoymin before Chatzos. Today to be yitzer, Rav Lozer ben Azayi Shiton. Because there are two stam mishnas here like that.
If somebody eats matzah nowadays, we don't have a korban Pesach, we only have the mitzvah matzah diraisa.
What about if you eat matzah bizman hazeh nowadays after chatzos balayla b'leil Pesach? Is look rova l'Reb Loza ben Azaya lo yotzi dechavosai. According to Reb Loza ben Azaya, you're not yotzi the mitzvah matzah. Just like you're not yotzi the mitzvah korban Pesach after chatzos, hu adin, you're not yotzi the mitzvah matzah. For the Gemara Pshita, like what's Rava's Chiddush? Of course, the Chivon the Iskosh the Pesach, ke Pesach Dami. The pasuk says al matzah sumorim yachluhu. You're supposed to eat the matzah and the morah with the korban Pesach. So there's a hekesh to matzah to Pesach. But just like the korban Pesach is only kosher up until Chatzos, after that it's posel contra Reb Loza ben Azayim. Is who adin matzah Pshita? So Gemara says Poshut no. Mad the time I would think ho alfke kro meakesha. L'chur, for that hekesh alone, matzah b'zman hazeh should only be midrabbonin. Because b'zman hazeh, since we don't have a korban Pesach, so that hekesh we don't have anymore. Just like we say morer b'zman hazeh is only midrabbonin. Because morer is midrais only when we have the korban Pesach. But now there's no korban Pesach, there's no mitzvah morer either. Why do we say that matzah is midraisa? Because there's a new pasuk of the area of teich l'matzah we had before. There's a new pasuk to say that matzah is nogei even when we don't have a korban Pesach. So therefore, since it's a new pasuk, I would think the Torah took it out of that first hekish. We don't learn out matzah today from Dumya the Pesach, but matzah today is from a new pasuk of the era of Teich L'Matzos. So I would think the new pasuk you could eat it any time of the night, even after Chatzos. Kamash Malon, that's Rav's Chiddush, no, not like that. The Chiyahadra Krom, when the Pasuk says the Erev Teich L'Matzah is to put the Chiy of Matzah back in, that B'zman Hazeh, the Chi of Fit Matzah, is L'Milse K'maisa Hadri. The Torah puts it back to the same way it was at the time when there was a Korban Pesach. So just like when we had a Korban Pesach Pshitam, you could only eat the Matzah, Kol Zaman you could eat the Pesach, which is only up until Chatzos. So like Rav, B'zman Hazeh, the same thing. According to Rav Loza ben Azaya, if you eat the Matzah after Chatzos, you're not Yotzei Matzah. So that's why L'chatchila is brought in Halacha. You're supposed to try and eat the matzah for sure before Chatzos. And the Chiddush is even the Afikoymin also. Because we've spoken out yesterday, as Mashmal Halacha, we hold that the first Kezayis matzah we eat Pesach B'night with Mekayim Mitzvah Matzah. That's our Mitzvah Matzah. That we eat Afikoymin, that's only Zechel Korban Pesach. We eat the Afikoymin. So if you want to eat the Afikoymin for Zechel Korban Pesach, so L'chura, according to Reb Loza ben Azayim, the Pesach was only up until Chatzos. After Chatzos is normal Korban Pesach. So according to Reb Loza ben Azayim, Pshita, our Afikoymin, has to be eaten before Chatzos. If you can't make it, but the Eved, you say Mechon Yom Kippur B'Shita. They know that the Korban Pesach is kosher up until the next morning, and you can do the mitzvah. But the Chatzili is supposed to try and eat even the Afikoymin before Chatzos. Because our eating the Afikoymin is Zeichel Korban Pesach. And look, by the Allah, that's why it's brought down, B'Shas, we eat the Afikoymin, that the Chili is supposed to try and eat two Kizaisim then. Because just like this man, they had the Korban Pesach, the mitzvah was to eat Matzah and Pesach together. So if we eat the Afikoymin, Zechel, Korban Pesach, with the Korban Pesach, there was Matzah there also. So the Chorin bring down, the Chili, you should try and eat two Kizaisim, B'Shas, the Afikoymin. One is for the Matzah, and one is for the Pesach. That's the way they ate it then. Why don't you have to eat more also then? I don't know, the Chorin, this should be a Kashish, you have to eat more also then. If you want to do Zechel Korban Pesach, so B'Shas, they had the Pesach, they had Matzah, Mor, and Pesach together. So Chur, B'Shas, Afikoymin, you have to have Mor also. Right, basically. But Kol Ponim, the Achorim say, you should try and eat two Kizaisen then. Right. Ha-Pigol ve-ha-Noise metames yadayim. There's another Chur also, that Toysha Sheet read, that even according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that the Korban Pesach is kosher the whole Laila, but Kol Ponim, there's the first Mishnah in Brochus that says, that midrabbonin there's achoka not to do anything after chatzos, even though the din is like krishma is kosher kol alayla, but midrabbonin though as achoka you should not do it after chatzos. So these we're trying to learn even according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is only saying midiraisa the korban pesach is kosher the whole night, but midrabbonin though you're not supposed to eat the korban pesach after chatzos.
So according to this, you have nobody to really to be soymich to eat the korban, to eat the afikayim and after chatzos. But the other shittas are not like that. That this hachok of the gedin does not go on the korban pesach. According to Rabbi Kiva, you're allowed to eat the korban pesach the whole night time. So but the evidence, if you don't make the afikayim by chatzos, you're soymich on Rabbi Kiva shittas to say that the whole night time is kosher to eat the pesach. And the mele al afikayim is zeichel korban pesach. You could also eat it throughout the whole night. Ha pigol v'yanoisim atamas yudayim. So Mishnah says, what, if you have a korban that's pigle, that means the Kohen had the wrong machshavis, that he thought he was going to eat the korban the wrong time, so he made the korban pigle, or else for noisir, he left the meat overnight, it became noisir, it's matamas yudayim. So Mishnah says, Rav Hunav, Rav Chizda. They both say a svara. Chadama, one says, Mishum chashu dekuna. The reason why the Rabbanan said this meat now is tomei, that if you touch this, it's matama your hands, it's mishum chashu dekuna. We're afraid the Kohanim would do things wrong, which is what Rashbam says about him, Chamishum Chashu Dekuna, the Kama Forest Ya Pigul Koi. That's a swear of a pigul. We don't want the Kohanim to have the wrong machshavas when they do the Avodah, so like you say, if you're going to have the wrong machshav, you make a pigul, we're going to make you hence Tomei. Therefore, Kohanim won't want to do this. The Chadam, as some say, Mishum Atzul Lekuna, because the Kohanim were too lazy. Not to make the Kohanim should not be lazy to be said, if you're lazy, and you're not going to eat the meat throughout the night and leave it over the next morning, you were too lazy to eat it, we're going to make it that when you touch it now, it's going to be matamu your hands. So, that's the story why by Neisser, they made this tumas yadayim. So, Chadomak, and another machoikis is, Chadomak kezayis. How much meat do you have to have here if you touch this matamu your hands? One says there's enough if you only have a kezayis, an olive worth of either pigul or Neisser. No, you have to have the size of a meat, the size of an egg. What's the machlekes? That chad tono a pigol v'chad tono a noiser. Really, the first machlekes is no machlekes. One is saying the svara for pigol. For pigol, the kohanim have the wrong thoughts. B'shas they do the dalar avoidis. They think that instead of eating the korban in one day, they leave them 3 days later. So we don't want the kohanim to have that machshava. So therefore, mishum chashu dekuna, the rabbanim made gzeira to say, if you do have this machshava and you make the korban pigol, you should know when you touch it now, your hands will become tummy. So that's called toni apigol. V'chad toni anoiser. The second one that says the reason is mishum the kohanim that are lazy, that's going on noiser. That you are too lazy to eat the korban before the night time, so we made a gzeira that the meat becomes tummy, it's matami your hands. Now what's the second machlokes? How much meat of noisa do you have to have a kezayis or do you have to have a kebetza? Man de toni apigol. No, this is mouth before. Man de toni apigol mishum chashudikuna. The one that's saying the reasoning why pigol is matami hands, that's because we don't want the kanam to be chashud. We don't want them to make these wrong machshavas, to think the wrong things when they're doing the avoider. Man de toni anoisa, the one that says it goes on noiser, mishum atzulekuna. Because they don't want the kohanim to be lazy. If the kohanim will be lazy, they'll leave it overnight to become nicer. So we make a gzera for them. If you do leave it overnight, you should know the meat becomes tummy. You'll be matami your hands. Now, what's the second machlokes? Chadom kezayis v'chadom kebeitza. The one says how much meat do you have to have a kezayis. One says a kebeitza. But says man the yom kezayis ki surei. How much of a nicer do you have to eat to be over the lav? How much of tigul do you have to eat to be over the lav? You have to eat a kezayis of meat. So if you have the shear of the kezayis, that's chashuv l'isurai, how much you have to eat to be over the aveirom, that's enough for this din tumor also. The one that says no, if you have a piece of noiser, if it's not a kebeitzah, it has no tumor, because the whole it's like a tumor dikadin. And the alamo tumor, noichla is only mekabel tumor if there's the shear of a kebeitzah. Less than the size of an egg, worth of food, is never mekabel tumor. So they hold this gezerah to make the noiser or the pigul tumor, they made it like a din of kutumasi. Just like Tumah always needs a kebeitza, he also needs it of a kebeitza. Here. Last Mishnah. Beiruch birkas ha-pesach. Somebody made a bracha, Pesach by night, when he ate the korban pesach. It was man, they had the korban pesach, there was a special bracha to make on the pesach. It was a bracha to Hashem, Kenem, El Cholam, Hashem, Kishonu, Mitzvayso, Vitzivonu, Lechol ha-pesach. That is special bracha before they ate the korban pesach. So if you made that bracha, you should know, potter reshal zevach. That pot is the bracha when you have to make for the other korban. What's the other korban? Chagigas yudalim. So all we have, if you have a lot of people eating the korban pesach, so we don't want you to fill yourself up on the korban pesach. So therefore, on every pesach, first you bring a chagigas yudalim. You bring a korban chagiga, korban shlomim, and you eat that meat at night time first. You make yourself satisfied on that meat, and then you eat the korban pesach. So here you have to make a bracha on that meat also. So it says, if you made the bracha al achilas pesach, that part is the bracha you should have made for the korban chagiga. and he says, what's the bracha b'chagigam? Bracha to Hashem, kenem lechom, shagashom, zavet zivonu, lechol ha-zevach. That's the bracha you should have made on the zevach. So the Mishnah is saying, if you make a bracha l'achilas Pesach, that pat is the achila for the zevach. What about the opposite way? Berech al shel zevach. That's usually the way you should do it first. Like first you eat it from the korban chagigah. So you made a bracha, shagashom, zavet zivonu, lechol ha-zevach. Is alocho loy potter resha Pesach. And usually, then later, after you satisfy yourself on the korban chagigah at night, then you first eat the korban Pesach. So then you have to make another bracha on the Pesach. You have to make a bracha, shagashom, zavet zivonu, lechol ha-Pesach. Divrei Rav Yishmael, that's Rav Yishmael's chiddush. His chiddush is, if you made on achilas Pesach first, that pat is for the achilas zevach. Rabbi Akiva Rai Menor, Akiva says, loy zu poter zu, loy zu poter zu. No, one bracha does not help for the other one. They're like two separate brachas, and if you make a bracha when you ate the korban Pesach first, and later you eat from the korban zevach of the chagigon, you have to make a separate bracha. So like two different kabonas, they have no shakas one to the other, one bracha does not help for the other one. So Gemara explains, what's the machlokes? Kishatim Salim, if you want to tell me, Ledivir Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael Shita, that Zrika v'chlal Shvicha. There is one difference between this Korban Chagiga and the Korban Pesach. Even though they're both the Kochim Kalim, they both have all dinim like a Korban Shlomim, there's one difference though. That a Pesach, the Avoida, how do you get the dam on the Mizbeach with a Shvicha? Shvicha means you go right next to the Mizbeach with a cup of blood, and you just pour it onto the Mizbeach. That's called Shvicha. By other Karbonis, it's always Bezrika. Zrika means you have to be a little bit far away from the Mizbeach, and you take and you throw it with your hands. That's called Bezrika. So now, a Korban Zevet, the Chagigas Yudala, the Avoider is Bezrika. You don't have to throw it. So the Avoider for the Korban Pesach is to do Bezrika. So what's the Chiddush now? Because you're telling, if you want to tell me, the Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Zrika Bechlal Shvicha. On the case that you make a Shvicha on all Karbonis, you would be Yotze. Hey, Shvicha is like a better type of an avoider than a Zrika. So if you make a Shvicha, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah Zrika also. Mashenken, the other way, no. V'loy Shvicha Bechlal Zrika. But if you only make a Zrika, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of the Shvicha when you're supposed to do the Korban Pesach. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you do the Korban Pesach, which is a Shvicha, the Shvicha, putting the blood on the Mizbeach by just spilling it over, that really would be good for the Chagigah also. So therefore, it's a mashlaza. If you make a bracha al Korban Pesach first, so that avoida was done b'shvicha. Now this avoida shvicha could help also for the Korban Chagigah. Therefore, the bracha on the Korban Pesach would also part of the bracha for the Zevach. But the other way, no. If you first made the bracha on the Zevach, the Korban Chagigah, the Korban Chagigah has its avoida. Its avoida was you made a zrika. You had to be a little bit far away from the Mizbeach and take the dam and throw it on the Mizbeach. So a zrika, that's good for Chagigah. But that avoida is no good for Korban Pesach. So therefore, if you did this Korban and this Korban, we can't at all see the avoidas from Korban Pesach. For Korban Pesach, there's a different type of an avoida. There you have to take the blood and just pour it on top of the Mizbeach. So if you make the Zevach first, like make a bracha on the Zevach, we don't see any shaykhis to the Korban Pesach. Therefore, it looks like two separate Kabronis, and the bracha on the Zevach cannot go at all on the Korban Pesach. But the other way, yes. If you make a bracha on the Korban Pesach, which looks the avoidus like a shvicha, by making a shvicha that would help for the chagiga, for the zrika, so it could look like one achila, like one korban. That's the Korban Rabbi Shmuel. But the Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Korban Rabbi Akiva is not that way. Loi shvicha b'chlal zrika, no. If you make a zrika, you're not yotze mitzvah shvicha. His chiddush is v'loi zrika b'chlal shvicha. If you make a shvicha, you take the dam and spill it on top of the mizbeach. That's no good for zrika. When you have to make a zrika, the mitzvah is not going to do a zrika. So therefore, each korban has separate halachis. The korban chagiga has its din dafka to do a zrika. The korban pesach has its din dafka to do a shvicha to spill it on the mizbeach. Therefore, it looks like two separate kabonas, two separate achilas. It can't be mitzvah of the two. Therefore, Kiva says, if you make a bracha on one, that bracha is not part of the other one. They're like two separate kabonas, they're all together, and one has no shakas to the other one. Yeah. Yeah. So, last Gemara. Rabbi Simloi ikloi le pidyon aben. Rabbi Simloi went to a suda. They were making a pidyon aben. Is boy minay. So when he went to the pidyon aben, he asked the shiloh there. He said like this: Pshita is for sure al pidyon haben. Asher kedishonu b'mitzvayso b'tzivonu al pidyon haben is havi haben mevorach. Who makes this bracha? Because he's pshita. When you go to pidyon haben, you have to make a bracha. The bracha is a shekazon b'tzayso b'tzivano al pidyon aben. That's the bracha we make. And who makes that bracha? Pshita, the father makes the bracha. Baruch shechiyonu b'kimonu v'yonu azman azeh. This is the shaila. Now we know you have to make another bracha. You have to make a shechiyonu b'shash. You make a pidyon aben. Is kaihen mevorach or yavi aben mevorach? This was the sofi. This Reb Simoy was not sure. Who makes the bracha shechiyonu b'shash the pidyon aben? Does the father make the shechiyonu, or does the kohen make the shechiyonu? Because in every pidyon aben, you have to have a kohen there. The pidyon aben is you're giving over the money, the five shkolim, you're giving over to the kohen. So b'zoy, who makes the bracha shechiyonu? Right. We'll soon see. More like this. What's the svaris? Kohen mevorach. The one reason is that the kohen should make the bracha shechiyonu. The komotei hanol yodei. Because he's receiving hanor, he's getting money, pashat geret. He's working away with $5 now, five shkolim. So since he's getting hanor, usually the bracha of shech yonu is always made on hanor. When you have some enjoyment, you're supposed to make a shech yonu. Like we know, if you're buying new clothing, you're buying a new house, you're supposed to make a shech yonu. The ikka bracha, the ikka reason to make a shech yonu is because of hanor. You have enjoyment from it. First time you get a new peri, you make a shech yonu with something new. That's what's got to say, the kohen should make it because he's having hanor now. If he's having physical annoyance, getting money, he should have to make a bracha. We'll soon speak about this. Oy aviha ben mevorach. The other side is no. Maybe the father should make the bracha. Why? The ko'ovet mitzvah. The father was doing a mitzvah now. What is he doing? He's being the kai mitzvah pitin aben. So maybe because of the mitzvah, you should make a shech yonu. That's the shaila here. Who makes the shech yonu? The father is doing the mitzvah, or else the kohen is getting hanor. Is that's what the simloi asked them there. Is lehevi biyoda? They did not know an answer. They weren't sure who should make the bracha. Is also Shoyal Bay Medrosha. So they went to the base of Medrash. They went to the base of Medrash. And they asked the Shoyal from the Tamil Chom learning there. What should we do? Who should make the Shech Yonu? Is Omuler, the answer back as far as Avi HaBen Mevorach. The father should make the Bracha, and why? Shtayim. Avi HaBen Mevorach Shtayim. The father should make both Brachas. He should make two. He makes the Pidyon HaBen, and he makes the Shech Yonu. The Ilchasa, that's the Maskara, that's the Locha, the what? Avi HaBen Mevorach Shtayim. That the Avi HaBen, he's the one that makes two brachas. So Rashbam says here, Mishum Diari Masdisim Mishnei Mini Brachas. We're talking about two different brachas there. The brachas on the Pesach, and the Zorvach, on the brachas on the Zevach, the Yod HaMechud, the Maisech, the Kluya Zevach, the Pesach, the Zevach, Shechiga Boy, the Pesach, Mishum Mochi Noka, Naim Lai Uvdom, the Avi HaBen Mevorach Shtayim. That's also a Hashayka to do with the Gemara before. I call upon him, what's the Gemara Sofik here? Does the Shech Yonu, does the father make it, or does the Kohen make it? So interesting, the Rishashi asked the Kashia, why doesn't both of them make it? Like, what's the Shiloh, the Chura both should make it? Like, we know in the Klala Shech Yonu, there are two different times where we make a Shech Yonu. One is on certain mitzvahs, we make a Shech Yonu, a mitzvah that comes lezman, on a Korban Pesach, on a Pesach, on Sukkis, on Chagim, we make a Shech Yonu, even on Yom Kippur, we make a Shech Yonu. That's mitzvahs that come lezman, we make a Shech Yonu. There's also another sword to make a Shech Yonu, and the things you have anor from. You buy a new keli, you buy something new, you have anor from it, you have to make a bracha Shech Yonu. So here it's good, as far as both of them should make the Shech Yonu here. The father's doing the mitzvah, that should be make the bracha, and the kohen is receiving some money now, he should make the bracha. So that's the Rosh Hashanah's kasha, why doesn't both of them make the bracha? So the answer is that really both of them have a chiyuv to make the bracha. But the shaila is though, only one of them makes the bracha and he passes the other one. Like really both of them have to make the bracha. But we always said like, Roivam Hagas Melech, let one of them make the bracha and he'll pass to the other one. So the shaila is, who's the bigger mechayiv to make the bracha? Is the kohen the biggest svara because he's having a no from it? Or else is the father bigger mechayiv because he's doing a mitzvah? Really, the Ksav Sofer declares this for Shailam. If you have two people, one person is doing a mitzvah, he's taking lulav, and he's going to make a Shech Yonah because he's doing a lulav. And another person is right by him eating the first time a pomegranate. He's eating. He has to make a Shech Yonah because he's eating a pomegranate. So they're both together. So Ksav Sofer also says, the Chura, one of them should make the bracha, and he might say the other one. So he's Mesupik, who should make the bracha? That's Mamash just Shalom the Gemara here. Do we say the one that's doing the mitzvah now, that's the more chashev Shech Yonu, he should make the Shech Yonu? Or do we say, no, the one that's eating the pomegranate now, that's the bigger Shech Yonu, because it's having Andor, he should make the Shech Yonu, and he should part of the other one. But that's the way the Rosh Hashanah learns here. The Shiloh is, Avada, both have to make the bracha. Shiloh is one part of the other one. So the Gemara comes out, the Chur of the Abi Aven, the father makes the bracha. So you see, since you're doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah is more chashev. So the Chur, you see, mitzvah is more of a chashev azach to make a bracha Shech Yonu, more than what it would be, al-tam having hanor from it. But then the Chassam Sofer wants to say it wouldn't be a clear rai here. Especially the Gemara's svara just is that since the father already made one bracha, it's a svara he should make the second bracha also.